Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This day's a gift.
Every time I look at my kid, that's what I realize.
We put in an accident.
Hello.
Huh? Christopher's dead.
Oh my God, Tony, he's dead?
Yeah.
How you doing, Tom?
My knee got banged up. He said it's probably gonna be okay. You know, the last thing I remember was pulling away from Phil.
Skid marks all over the place, the cops don't come.
He had a heavy foot, that kid. Almost put me through a billboard one time.
Cause of death was a hemothorax?
Yeah, airbags can crush the ribs when there's no other restraint.
You know what? I haven't been able to tell anybody this, but I'm relieved.
Really?
It was a tremendous drag on my emotions. The biggest blunder of my career is now gone, and I don't have to be confronted by that fact no more.
There he goes, whole episode.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right there, no need to even watch.
Artistically bankrupt. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Tony.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
All right, we just virtually did the entire episode. There's no need to repeat anything that happened.
No, you don't have to repeat anything. You know, if you liked it, you liked it. If you didn't watch it, you didn't. You got a
summary.
I
liked it. Mike didn't like it. I liked it.
Hey, you know why he didn't like it? There's one reason your partner didn't like it.
Why is that?
He's a fag. Come on. Are you kidding me? No, it's all right. He's gone. Yeah, we're gonna move on to other episodes. And Christopher is gone. And
you know,
hopefully, he goes to a better place. Thank God.
That's
the way I look at that. But no, it's all right. Well, hey, I heard you talking before. You talking about what's his name, the King of Queens,
Leah Remini.
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah, she's from Queens.
You knew her.
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah, she's a good lady. Yeah, we had a little thing, you know, but man, what a bitch.
Yeah, well, you know, we were friends with her. We did have a thing with her. We were friends with her for a while.
Yeah, she wears on you. I understand.
Yeah,
she gets a little bit, too womanlike, you know?
And the other thing that we never really said to her face.
What's that?
Was really how we always thought that show, King of Queens, was really not as funny as we made it out to be.
What? Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not funny. That's the funniest show on television.
You watch King of Queens?
I've seen every episode. You can't even know. You're joking, right? You busted my balls. You like the show. That's the funniest show.
Tony Soprano.
That's the funniest show I've ever seen on television. I watched that show. I watched two things I never missed. Discovery Channel when it's Hitler. And I watched The King of Queens. See, you're kidding me, right? You didn't think it was funny?
No.
What, are you high? Are you kidding me? You didn't see the one? You remember the one when Doug gets the big screen TV? That killed me. That's the funniest show. There are a lot of comedies on television. That is the funniest show. I can't believe you don't think that's funny. What's wrong with you?
Which do you think is more important going off the air, your show, The Sopranos, or The King of Queens?
Oh, King of Queens. I mean, that's, you know, there's not going to be a another comedy that comes close to it. I mean, did you see the one when Carrie takes a job in the city and Doug gets all upset because, you know, she's like going away from him and stuff? You never saw that one?
What's funny about
Tony? It's funny because they're always doing crazy things, you know? They got crazy stuff happening around the house. It's great stuff. You see the one where Spence wanted to move in with the Heffernans? That would kill me. I swear to God, it was unbelievable. What about when Doug Heffernan went on a diet because he thought he was too fat? Did you see the one where Carrie thought she was too fat? They're great. They're really real life. That's what I liked about them. You know, they're really, really, it's like a real life scenario, you know? You see the one where Carrie's father makes him really mad because he comes walking in all the time. You ever see that one where he comes walking in?
That.
That's the one. That's the best one. Let me finish.
Okay.
This is great because there's this one show where Carrie's father moves in with him, right? And then they have a conversation and whatnot.
Oh,
and, they're trying to have the conversation. And all of a sudden, he'd walk in. That's Jerry Stiller. You know, he's a comedian.
Right.
So he comes and he walks in. And they're in the middle of something really important that they're trying to talk about. And he walks in,
Are you eating peyote buttons when you're watching that show or something?
No, it's just funny. You know, I got a pressure job all the time. I'm always working hard. I got to deal with how about their great Christmas shows? You ever see their Christmas shows? They always have a fight.
Let me ask.
Fantastic. You, really?
Let me throw out some other sitcoms out there that are popular.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men.
Oh, that sucks.
The Office.
That's terrible.
My Name Is Earl.
Oh, that doesn't do it for me. I don't even know that one.
King of Queens.
Oh, that's he lights the best. Up. I'm going to be so sad. You know, here's the way it looks. You get the comedies, you know, you really like your comedies that you enjoy, that you watch, and then when they go off the air, like it is tonight, it's very sad. It's very sad, even though I'm not going to be crying and bawling like a little bitch or anything like that, but, you know, it's sad that it goes, I love it when Doug gets mad. I love it when he gets mad. And I don't like it as much when she gets mad, but when he gets mad, it's great. And then the neighbors get mad, and then the guys at work get mad. It's all right. It's a good show. It's a funny show. Best show on television. I haven't seen a comedy. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy or something.
We're
I'm
surprised.
Not crazy. It's good. You're surprised. Well, who are you?
Well, I'm Buzz. I do the name.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. He's Mr. Highfalutin. He's not going to watch that show.
He used to like looking at the pictures. Remember way back on your show when AJ was by the pool?
Yeah.
Remember when Buzz had the pictures of AJ in his screensaver on his computer?
That never happened.
AJ by the pool?
It's not true, really.
What? He likes AJ.
No.
You like AJ?
No. I don't know
you
how
my
that
son.
Got
you
started.
Like AJ? Like what? Like sex?
No. No.
Like you want to bang him?
Tony, here's what he said. He said, "You know what comes after AJ?
What?
BJ?
What?
I never said
that's
that.
What he said?
He makes that up just to get you worked up, get you mad at me.
Yeah, it's succeeding
because it amuses him.
It amuses me too to know that I got people looking out for me, and I'm going to make sure that I'm going to see you. You're not supposed to talk like that. He's my son.
And you know what else he said?
What?
King of Queens is the worst show in the history of TV.
That's not true. It's the funniest show. It's so good. No. You know what it is? You probably don't get it because you don't have a sense of humor.
Tell him one of the episodes you like.
All right, there's the one episode. Okay. He's got his buddies, right?
Right.
Doug's got his buddies.
His friends.
And they're coming over to watch like a game. Uh-huh. And I don't remember what the game was, but they're coming over to watch a game. Uh-huh. Then Carrie comes home and she thought she was going to have a really nice romantic night with Doug and he blows the whole thing and she gets so mad and she storms out. And then they make up at the end. You know, they actually get along pretty well after that. It's a good show. It's a funny show. It makes me laugh. You know something? I laugh every time I see that show. Every time I see that show, they walk in. I see Doug Heffernan. His guy's name is Kevin James.
Right.
He's so funny. As soon as he walks in, I see him on camera. You start to laugh. Not because he's doing nothing funny, but what he's doing is he's coming in, and you know something's going to happen crazy to him.
Have you ever been to her restaurant?
Vivian's?
Out in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, it's crap.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, not that good, you know, but she doesn't eat it. You know, she does it for fun, you know, she keeps everybody happy, you know, we're doing that type of stuff. But that show, just remember, I'm saying this to you, okay? Okay. I will tell you
Equivocally?
Huh?
Unequivocally?
Oh, yeah, equivocally.
Yeah, unequivocally?
What is it?
No, there's no B in it. Unequivocally.
Well, yeah, okay. Use your $25 words. How about
this? Well, you started to use the word. I was just helping.
No, undeniably.
Okay,
all right,
say that.
Smart ass.
Say that instead. Then.
Smart ass, all right? Hold on, I want to take a pill.
A pill?
Yeah, hold on, let me just take a little pill. Just have a little pill. Here we go. I get it! I get it. Safe home, Christopher.
So,
hope you do all right.
Leah Remini in real life.
Oh, God, don't get me started. Well, you know, we had a thing. We had a little thing.
Was she dancing at the Bing?
She didn't dance at the Bing. She came into the Bing with a friend of hers. Who was dancing? And then one thing led to another, you know. It's back in the days when I wasn't exactly on top, you know. I wasn't exactly on the bottom, if you know what I mean, you know. It's like, you know, the dogs do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Man, oh, man. I tell you, I'm always like an animal. That's what they say. The chicks like me because when I'm doing it, I'm like an animal. Mm-hmm. I'm like a wild animal. That's why I breathe hard. I breathe through my nose, and I really, really go through it. She loved that, and then she could talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call her mother, call her sister, you know, just too much. I said, get out, come on now. And then, of course, she called. I sent one of my guys out to her, and he said something about the nipples and seats. I don't remember exactly what it was, you know. You see the one where Lou Ferrigno was the neighbor? You know, the deaf guy that was like the Hulk? Jesus, that was the funniest thing. I got sore. I get sore that I'm laughing at that show so much.
Which is better? Let me ask last thing here.
All right, I'm ready.
Which is better, the final episode tonight of King of Queens,
that show's going off the air,
or the final episode of your show that is like in 3 or 4 weeks?
My show, you know, we've been winding down, you know, for a long time. It doesn't matter. We've been winding down for a long time. I think what it is. What it really is that I think the King of Queens is an institution. It's been on longer. You know, it's got more characters that everybody knows. Everybody knows Doug and Kerry Heffernan. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Doug. They all know the Heffernans. You know. And, you know, when she got pregnant, it was good, too, you know, because, you know, they made all the fat jokes about her, too. It was all right. I like that. Those characters, you know, you got the Heffernans and Spence, you know, and the other guys that come over, the black guy that works with him. Yeah. I forgot what his name is.
Deacon.
Huh? Deacon. That's a Deacon. Deacon gets so mad when they go out double dating. Did you see that one? That's it. Killed me. God, it makes me laugh. But, hey, that's why we got reruns, right? And I could watch them again and again. The one with Doug with the big screen TV, I can watch till the cows come home. I can watch that all the time. It's fantastic.
I thought you would want to talk about The Sopranos. Yeah.
Sopranos, Shishmanos. Doesn't matter. We got a few more episodes left, you know. And then, you know, I can't hit the hand. David Chase says, don't reveal the plot secrets because right. That's a big God secret. You know, I said, all right, David, I'll go home and watch King of Queens. I got them all on tape. I got them all on tape, and now I got them on TiVo.
TiVo. Now, Buzz, is that your least?
TiVo, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm sorry I didn't pronounce it.
Is that in the beginning of your news tonight that King of Queens is leaving us?
No, actually, I wasn't going to cover that this evening.
What?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's crap. That's a number story.
Oh, no.
That impacts people's lives, you know?
Not very many.
Hey, don't play the retarded kid. What's the deal here? Come on. Man, I'm going to miss the show. I'll say one thing about the Sopranos. I will miss doing the show, and I wish I had done more of my own stunts. Most of them were done by this little 67-year-old lady who was so effing boring.
Pause, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.